Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. Today we're doing part 168 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and this is program 270. If you'd like a copy of it, CD or audio tape, mark down as program 270. And at the end of the program, Sharon will tell you how to receive a copy of it. It's absolutely free. Handling, shipping and handling is also paid for as well. We have some words of wisdom and some very important instructions of, like, the book of Proverbs shows us that the key word in Proverbs is wisdom. And wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is wisdom. And the first six verses of chapter 1 in the book of Proverbs shows us that the book of Proverbs is the major instruction book in the Bible to show people how to live life skillfully and to get through this life on the straight and narrow and be able to make it into the kingdom of heaven. So people should always study the book of Proverbs because they really, Proverbs is that major book, and it stresses the key word in Proverbs is wisdom. As wisdom is the fear of the Lord. The whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. Amen?
Amen.
This is mentioned in another book that was written in the Spirit by Solomon. He says, the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. So, you know, people are filled with all sorts of different distractions in this world, but if you people could just remember that the whole duty, not the partial duty or half the duty or 99% of the duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments, the whole duty of man is to fear God, number one, and you will not serve him if you don't fear him. Now, a lot of people are changing the word fear into what are some of the words they use?
Reverence,
for instance. Well, you know, Susie used to say, "What then when the wise men heard from the angel, reverence not." Or Mary, when she became a little fearful, the angel didn't say reverence not. He says, "Fear not." And when the Bible talks about fear of the Lord, the people of Israel were so fearful. Actually just sickly fearful of the living God when they heard him speak and there was an earthquake and trumpets and billows of smoke coming up from the mountain. They all fell on their face and they trembled and they said, and they were shaken. And they said, don't let God talk to you, Moses, and then you tell us what he says. But we don't, we just can't handle being talked to by God himself. The thing that got my soul saved was God talked to me himself. There isn't anybody on the face of this earth that I respected enough because I could see the fallacy in these false religions before I was saved. And I think anybody with a brain in their head can tell that these religions are false. And there's no way in the world that you could find eternal life. There was no warmth in them. They were cold. They were sinful. They're calculating. They're into politics. And into the whole structure of these religions is political. And they're dangerous. They're dangerous religions. And, of course, they're doing everything they can to make Christianity look dangerous. And they lie about the people of the Lord. Just like today you can see them lying about Jesus, where they say that Jesus was having sex with Mary Magdalene and that he was didn't really die on the cross and that Judas was a good old boy and Jesus was a homosexual when he is the one that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of their sinful homosexual ways. And he states that these people will spend eternity in the lake of fire, hell in the lake of fire. And so you have to just listen to the Bible, the King James Version, because all the new versions to it, Satan is doing everything in his power to destroy your soul. And, you know, of course you're going to hear, if Jesus said, if they said all these wicked things about me, they're going to say the same thing about you. If they lied about me, they're lying about you. And so the people, you know, have to wake up. You have to wake up and fear God. If you don't fear him, you're not going to serve him. And we're called to not defend ourselves, but to defend the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. When they're saying that Jesus really didn't die on the cross, what that means is that they're saying that the Bible is a lie. When they say that Jesus was having sex with Mary Magdalene, that's a lie. And, you know, if you want to believe it, you can. But the Bible says that the things that are in the Bible are the very things that can save your soul. And anyone preaching any other doctrine than that which is in the Bible is accursed. And anything other than that, they repeat again that if you're listening to anything that or any gospel that we, the apostles, have not preached, then you are accursed. And so either you have to decide who you're going to believe. In other words, your fate, the fate of where you're going to spend eternity, is in your own hands. You have a choice to choose what God is saying or do as Eve did and listen to what the devil told her. The devil says, you, and this is coming from Satan that you're hearing in the world today, and accept the gospel. And the devil says that you shall not surely die, Eve. Go ahead and do it. God said that you're going to die if you do this. Don't believe God. He's a liar. He's not you know, telling you the right thing. He just wants you to worship him. But if you, he laughs at you people when you worship him. And so he's telling you not to touch or eat from this tree. But the Bible says that God told her, if you do, in that day, you're going to be cursed. You're going to die. And then you're going to go to hell. In the day you do that. She didn't believe him. She believed Satan instead. And the people in the world, after reading the testimonies of people that do that sort of thing, disbelieve God and believe Satan, they're going to hell. And so Eve, she believed Satan instead of God. And that's what the entire world, with the exception of those of us that are born again of the Spirit, are doing. They're believing Satan. The Bible says in these last days that Satan would deceive the entire world. But anyway, we've got some letters to read today. And we're going to compare again the Bible with Roman canon law to show you how satanic it is. Now, Rome, the devil, wants you to believe that if all of us become sinners, then we're going to be in a peaceful world because no one's going to condemn people for being homosexual. That's why they're against the churches and the Bible. If you become satanic like us, if you become a homosexual, a lesbian, if you become, you know, into this narcotics and drugs and alcohol, and if you just destroy your life like the devil wants you to, and if you just disbelieve the Bible, that every one of us will be corrupt, and that way no one can point a finger at anybody. And because of the fact that the Bible does point fingers in saying, no adulterer, no fornicator, no liar, no thief, no effeminate, no homosexual, no liar, they're going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Well, this intimidates the sinner. The sinner that says, we can't keep those kind of commandments because we're just made out of flesh. And even the preachers today, the false preachers, are saying, none of us is perfect. When the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, says that we're all perfect that walk in the Spirit, because there's no condemnation to those of us that walk in the Spirit. Because if you're in the Spirit, you wouldn't be in the Spirit unless you were perfect. So when you're walking in perfection, in other words, you fear the Lord and keep his commandments, according to the Lord, there's no condemnation to those that do that. There's no condemnation, it says, to those that walk not after the flesh or this world, but after the Spirit. So if there's no condemnation, if you're not condemned to hell, well, then you're perfect enough to go to heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so believe the gospel and live. And the Lord stresses the whole battle in this world today is whether you believe God or you believe the devil. And so it's up to you. You have a free will. You can think that Jesus is a pervert and that I'm a pervert and that all Christians are perverts. Even, you know, I don't agree with Jerry Falwell's ministry at all. But I disagree with people saying that he had sex with his grandmother in an outhouse, because that's what Larry Flint, the owner or whatever of this Hustler magazine, and probably a lot of other, he said. And they took it to the Supreme Court. Falwell took him to the Supreme Court, and in there, Larry Flint agreed, yeah, that was a lie, I lied about it. And so the Supreme Court, supposed to be Supreme Court, ruled that it's okay to lie, when God said all liars shall spend eternity in the lake of fire. So, Larry Flint, you need to get saved. You need to also continue on being saved to the end. Somebody told me that you did get saved, but you didn't continue on in the Lord. So, get back on the straight and narrow. I'm not condemning anybody in this world, because you're already condemned. The law condemns you because you broke the law. Now you have to get saved, born again of the Spirit, so that the condemnation of the law is not going to send your soul to hell. Now, Jesus paid the price for our sins and for being liars and adulterers and fornicators, and those of you that are homosexuals and lesbians and liars and thieves. All these are going to spend eternity in the lake of fire. And those that are false prophets, those that are doing everything in their power to cause people to fall away, to not believe the gospel, to make Jesus look as low and wicked and scummy as they are. The scum people, every one of the people that commit adultery just thinks everybody's committing adultery. The people that are committing fornication, they want they just believe everybody is doing it. All liars think everybody's a liar. And all blasphemers think that everybody blasphemes. There's some people that can't see anything but dung in the world. And then there's some of us in this world that see heaven. We see heaven above. And we know that this world is going to burn up, and everything that's in it that doesn't believe in the Lord. And so I would caution all of you to listen carefully to the service this evening and realize that you're the one that's going to decide where you're going, because you have the power. When the power of God enters into your body, by the Spirit is the power. All power in heaven and on earth belongeth to me, Jesus said, because when he went into the kingdom of heaven, he became the Holy Spirit. And when people call upon him, he now is not confined to time and space. When we're in this world, we're in time. When you're in eternity, you're in eternity. Time and eternity are two different things. We have an allocated amount of time on this side of eternity. And when that time is up, you're no longer going to be in time. You're going to be in eternity, either in heaven or hell. There's no other place to go. There's no other decision to make. You either choose the Lord or Satan. And if you choose the Lord, that means you're choosing the Word of God, because Jesus is the Word of God. And so if you choose the Word of God, the Bible says those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, shall be saved. And he knows that you believe in the Word of God if you do what the Word says. And he knows that you don't believe in the Word of God if you call yourself a Christian, like the Catholics do, and then just murder people and start wars and everything. The Bible says that organization, the City of the Seven Hills, is the mother of every abomination on earth. And so people might try to claim that it's the Russians or the Chinese, that this is what Rome does, or that it's the commies, or these are all branches of the Vatican, or it's the ACLU. Like Reverend Kennedy says in Fort Lauderdale, the ACLU is a bad organization, but it's just one of the branches of the Vatican, the one world government, the one world church, the one world media at whole. And so these are just a few of the things. Read my lips, read my website, see what it's all about. We're in the very end of time, so pay strict attention and make sure to tune in every day and get your friends and even your enemies to tune in, because once they believe the truth, they're not going to be your enemies anymore. They're going to be your brothers and sisters. All right, now let's go to the throne. And Lord, I ask that you anoint the rest of this service as you have already, and that you anoint the songs and the testimonials and the Bible reading and everything that we do in this service, let it be straight from your throne in heaven and from our lips to the public for the gospel's sake. Lord, that souls could be saved and also the church strengthened. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And amen. So I'd like to sing a little song for you now. And it's called, it's from, this song was given to me by Frank and Nancy Sinatra from their publishing company, and Billy Strange, who was running the company for Frank, and his daughter. It's called From Sunday School to Broadway.
She used to stand, clap her hands, and sing Amazing Grace, while the tears of childhood innocence were rolling down her face. Mama prayed at night and raised her right hand, thought she knew the way, but it's a long, long way from Sunday school to where she is today. It's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. She's a long way from she used to be. When you sing the sinner's song, it's hard to find your way back home. But it's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. Sunday evening spent in a gospel tent down on her bended knees. There she gave a soul to Jesus and he set her spirit free. But the cold night air out on Times Square, it put she felt back home. And it's a long, long way from Sunday school to New York nights alone. It's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. She's a long way from the girl she used to be. When you sing a sinner's song, it's hard to find your way back home. Cause it's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. Then her eyes grew bright in the cool dark night, and a halo framed her face. And a passerby swore he heard her cry, did he hear Amazing Grace? They couldn't see the man who took her hand as she lay there in the street. And it's a long, long way from Broadway to a place at the master's feet. It's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. She's a long way from the girl she used to be. When you sing a sinner's song, it's hard to find your way back home. Well, it's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. It's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. She's a long way from the girl she used to be. When you sing a sinner's song, it's hard to find your way back home. Well, it's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. It's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. She's a long way.
That's right. When you see people living an ungodly, unrighteous life, it's because they don't have the skill to live life according to the Word of God. They don't have the skill. And the skill comes from fearing the Lord. If you ever have a real encounter with the Lord like the Apostle Paul had, and many other people in the Bible, like Moses, where the Lord spoke to him out of a burning bush. And for that matter, you know, the experience that I had where the Lord talked to me audibly instructed me on what to do when I didn't even believe in God. That's what caused me to really believe in a life after our death here on earth, and that there was a place that we had to be with the Lord and to learn how to skillfully serve Him and to live life our life in a skillful way to where we're not offending God. Now, in our attempt, and while we're serving the Lord, we're going to offend almost everybody in the world, because everything of God is offensive to the sinner. And so, but we must not fear man, in whose nose is one breath. The Bible says, don't fear him, man, in whose nose is one breath, for how little are they to be accounted of. But fear God, because man can kill you, all right, but he can't send your soul to hell. But if you offend God, God says that he's the one that you should fear, because he said, I can take your life, I can kill you and send your soul to hell. So you have to fear the one that can do the most damage to you. Amen?
Amen.
And if you go to hell in the lake of fire, there isn't anything worse that could happen to you. So, you know, every man has only got one breath. Every woman has only one breath in their nose. I love that in the Hebrew Bible. That's the way it words it. Don't fear a man in whose nose is one breath, for how little is he to be accounted. All men are liars, but God is the truth. And so even today, people are so evil that they're bringing these charges against God Almighty, who came into this world and never sinned once. They want to bring God down to their dirty, filthy, rotten level. And what we're trying to do is preach the gospel to these people in the world to really be convicted of their sins. And then you got a bunch of preachers that call this hate and this is unscriptural. Well, I'll tell you what. You read the Bible and you'll see that what I'm saying is absolutely truthful. I thought before I was saved that all people, that God is just a chump, you know, that, you know, he just always forgiven and always forgiven and all that. But when the Lord contacted me in an office, an attorney's office in Beverly Hills. There were a bunch of people from the movie industry and other attorneys in there with me, and they wanted to buy a piece of the action of this singer that I was promoting at the time. And when the Lord did that to me, he threatened me. He said, stand up on your feet. And tell these, I am the Lord thy God. Stand up on your feet and tell these people in this room about the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he's coming back to earth again, or thou shalt surely die. And he opened up my mind that I didn't ever believe in God, and he let me know that there was a heaven and a hell. And he was letting me know down below hell and the lake of fire is where I'd go. And so I thought, Lord, I thought you was just all forgiving and that you, all you was love. And Lord said, the love is the keeping of my commandments. A person that says that he loves me and keeps not my commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And no liar shall enter the kingdom of heaven. So please, don't be telling people, you false prophets out there anymore, that God is all love and that he just loves you unconditionally. That isn't true. Everything with God is conditional. He said, you are my friend if you do everything I say. Well, we don't want to believe a God like that. Well, that's the one you're going to stand in front of, and that's the one you better believe. Amen?
Amen.
Because no matter how bad you don't want to stand in front of him, you're going to stand in front of God, and he's going to judge you. And if you break one commandment, you've broken them all, and no sin can get into heaven. There's only one other place to go, and that's hell and the lake of fire. So think about that. And if you don't believe me, read the Bible. And if you don't know where that is in the Bible, call or read my literature, and you'll see I put hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of footnotes in my messages to point you exactly in the Bible where it says these things. All right, we have some testimonials here from the literature that I've written, and I put it in the newspapers, and we're on the air everywhere in the world. And we're in dozens of major newspapers in the United States, all over the place. So, okay, go ahead, Lydia, and let's read. Where's the first one from?
Cordova, Tennessee.
Yeah, I never even heard of that place. Okay, let's hear what they say.
Dear Pastor Alamo, God bless you, Tony Alamo. I cannot tell you what your ministry means to me. In a world where so many things are deceptive and confusing, God has chosen you to be his voice for his saints. There are so many false doctrines and lies that people tell about God, and many times people will simply believe them.
Yeah, they don't have the fear of the Lord. They don't have wisdom. They don't have understanding. And the Lord says that my people, even those that are saved, will go to hell for a lack of understanding and wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Because they don't read the Word. They think, oh, we've been saved. We said yes, Lord. And they just keep going on. And they get deceived, and then they fall away. Eve was deceived. She said, I was deceived. I was beguiled. Well, she still had to die. And she still had to go to hell if she didn't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. So you can't use that cop-out, because we see in the Bible that that cop-out didn't work for Eve. And it's not going to work for you or me. Okay, we have to walk the straight and narrow. And God gives us the power to do that. I can testify to that. I've been serving the Lord 42 years. Okay, go ahead.
But when I listen to your messages, I know that they are true and that you speak the truth of the Lord. I am a new Christian of about 9 months, and God has placed his spirit inside of me. I want so desperately to do a work for the Lord and to see my family, friends, and souls around me get saved. Your ministry is so blessed of the Lord, and I would love to receive some of your literature to distribute for the kingdom. I live at home with my parents and am a freshman in college, so I'm not sure how much I can distribute, just as much as the Lord will allow me.
Well, just the Lord allow you to do as much as you can. Just get out there. We're not going to win souls just by sitting at home watching the TV set. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
I also would like to receive on audio your CD messages on the secrets of spiritual defense and also the messages on the evil one-world government pretending to be U.S. agents and any other CDs that you feel led to send by the Holy Spirit.
Right, this was that particular piece of literature, evil one-world government, people posing as their United States government. This was given to me by a former FBI, BATF, and DEA Secret Service man, and he got fearful of the Lord and just spilled the beans on the government that they deliberately went to Waco to destroy those people there, that they knew they weren't sinners or anything like that, but they went there to have fun, to kill them. They went there to murder them, and Mr. Peeler, who gave me this information, said they called it a turkey shoot, you know, just kill them like they're a bunch of turkeys or something. And he also confessed that the FBI, BATF, and the federal government had a lot to do in blowing up the World Trade Center and also the federal building in Oklahoma City. And we know now that the federal government had a lot to do with the Japs bombing Pearl Harbor. They want, this is all coming from Rome. These people, the FBI and all them, are just puppets of Rome. They do what Rome tells them to do. That's the Vatican. And they run the government. And we have a thick book here. It's thicker than the New York phone book of Roman canon law. And that's what you're living under now. You're not under the U.S. Constitution anymore. You're under Roman canon law. And we did that to ourselves. We place it. We want to be part. We don't believe that we can defend ourselves. And so we joined up. They fired General Patton and also MacArthur during World War II that wanted to win the war, but they put Eisenhower, who was a one-worlder that wanted us to join in with the one-world government so that we don't have a U.S. Constitution. One-world government is Rome. So when we put ourselves under the jurisdiction, we're agreeing, okay, we're not going to go by the U.S. Constitution or any U.S. charter. We're going to go by Roman canon law. This is the very law that the people in Europe fled from Europe to the United States, to America, to try to get away from those devils. And you say, well, who are you to call them devils? I'm taking this out of the Bible. The Bible says that Rome is powered by that great red dragon, the devil, and the devil's seat, Satan's seat, is in the city of the seven hills, and that's Rome. Go to a travel agent, to a ticket agent, and ask them for a ticket to the city of the seven hills, and they'll give you a ticket to Rome. That's Satan's seat. That's where the Vatican is. And there isn't any other organization in the world that can fit the description of that place other than the Roman Vatican. And they're in every walk of life. We're going to, if we have time, read part of that today from their own book. Okay, then what else they say?
Thank you so much. God bless the fruit of you and ministry and seed that you have planted into the lives of brothers and sisters around the world. Because of the cross, Joseph from Cordova, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. You have another one?
Yes, from Beverly Hills, California.
Beverly Hills, well, we're getting high class over here, right? Okay, go ahead.
A Jewish business owner from Beverly Hills called the witnessing line and said he received Christ as his Messiah after reading Peace in the Middle East. He said he has been in the United States for 13 years. He is from Tel Aviv, Israel. He said he has lots of family and friends in Israel that need this truth.
See, didn't I tell you the Lord told me that we're going to be winning 144,000 Jews, the elect of God, and that's happening already.
Amen.
And one from Beverly Hills already. Praise the Lord. Oh, really in high cotton, amen? All right, then, eating high on the hog. No, we don't eat any hog meat. Then what?
He said the people in Israel won't take time to read, but if they could listen to it, they would receive it. He asked if we had audio messages in Hebrew. I told him at this time we do not.
Well, anybody out there that knows somebody that can translate my literature into Hebrew, or for that matter, any literature, and lay it down on tape or CD, we'll pay to have it done because we want to get to the whole world. We just bought ads in the Tampa, or in the Miami newspaper. Was it Miami Herald?
Yes.
Okay. And that's where there's a lot of Jews and Cubanos. And then also the New York Daily News. We've been running in there for about 5 weeks, and there's a lot of Jews there. And we had San Diego and Houston and Chicago, a lot of Jews there. And so I'm after the 144,000 elect Jews. And as soon as they're saved, God is going to start unleashing his wrath on this earth like no one, just exactly the way it says in the book of Revelation. So if you want to know what's going to happen, pick it up and read it for yourself. Okay, then what else?
He said, with Pastor Lamo's permission, he would like all the literature sent to him so he can record himself reading them in Hebrew.
Oh, praise the Lord. Send it to him immediately with my blessings. Then what?
He said to also send audio messages, and he will listen in English and translate them into Hebrew.
Sure. So, we already have the Messiah book in Hebrew and several other pieces of literature. And then what else is he going to do?
So that he can send them into Israel.
Praise the Lord. That's where a lot of Israelites are, right? It's in Israel. I hear there's more of them in New York than there is in Israel. Maybe not anymore, though. You know, the Jews for 2,000 years were dispersed throughout the world, and God said just in the last days he would bring them back to the land that God had given them in the Old Testament, and that would be a sign of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, folks, a lot of you may know, but for those that don't know, that happened back in 1947, and then Israel became a state in 1948. So this is end-time prophecies. The Jews, the real Jews, are God's timetable. When you see these things happening, you better get yourself right with the Lord, because it's all over, brother, sister, and citizen. Okay, go ahead.
He said he will send a copy of everything he does to you. He was so excited to receive the truth that he said he wants to help get the truth into Israel, and the Lord has burdened him to do this.
Oh, praise the Lord, brother. I mean, I am so burdened to do that myself. Let's work together on that project. And all you other Jews out there that receive the gospel, let's all work together. And let's become the 144,000 John the Baptist, waking up the people of this world, both Jew and Gentile, to receive that which God promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he would be bless all the nations of the world with Jesus, the Messiah, which is God come into this world in the flesh and dwelt among us. Thousands of people saw Jesus and also were healed and raised from the dead by him. And had demons cast out of them as well. Okay, then what else?
He said his wife is a Jew also and has not yet been saved.
Well, we'll get her. Okay, we'll get her. Yeah. All right, then what else?
He is doing this undercover so that it does not cause problems with his wife, and he asks that we pray for his wife's salvation and for the Lord to help him with this task.
Well, okay, the way to help with that task, take the Messiah book and just set it somewhere. And how did this get here? And you just tell her, well, the Lord sent it, I guess, you know. You don't have to guess, it really did, because the Lord wants us to send that to everybody. And so he gives us the money to do it, and so we'll send it, all right?
Yes.
Then what? Let her read the gospel. There's no one that's going to get saved without hearing the gospel. You can pray for them to be saved and all that, and that'll help, but they still are not going to get saved unless they hear the word of God. All right, and anything else?
That's from Jacob in Beverly Hills, California.
Jacob, that's a very good Jewish name. Jacob's name in the Bible was changed to Israel. Okay, now Sharon, come on, and let's read a little bit of this. As I mentioned before, in the about the book of Proverbs, that key word in Proverbs is wisdom. Wisdom is one of the very few biblical books, Book of Wisdom or Proverbs, that clearly spells out its purpose. The purpose statement, or the number one purpose statement, is in chapter 1, verse 2 through 6, is twofold. Number one is to impart moral discretion and direction for everybody's life. So that's chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. And two, to develop mental clarity and perception. That's chapter 1, verse 2 and 6. The words wisdom and instruction. Okay, let's start reading some of this. They complement each other. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead.
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel.
Okay, now these are definitely from the Holy Spirit. If they can teach you how to skillfully walk through this life and then at the end get into heaven, that's what you want. And there's no need to go into drugs or alcohol, or any other sinful way of life, because God is on the throne, and he knows everything that's going on, and he knows how to keep you, and give you the power to stay out of sin. Then what?
To know wisdom and instruction.
That's the key thing. Wisdom and instruction. Instruction of what? Is how to get through life in a skillful manner. Because people think that there's no skill in the living. And so what they do is set themselves down in front of the television set and watch all the stupid, crazy thing that can't help them get into heaven at all. And they love to read all kinds of fiction and books and watch movies and these game shows or these soap operas. There's nothing. All that does is the more you watch them, the more it expands in your head, and the more it freezes the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of God out of your head and out of your heart and soul. So when you concentrate on the Lord, His Word, then that expands in you, and you start becoming filled full of faith in Him. And by faith, we are saved. And by doubt, we're damned. By faith, we're healed. And by doubt, we stay unhealed. I told the people when Terry Schiavo, they were starving her to death, that if they'll let me in that room, I promise, and the press can be there, that she will be healed. She'll get up on her feet, but they wouldn't do it. Because isn't this Satan's world? We're living in a dark world, and the book of Proverbs shows us how to walk through this dark world in the light. All these are wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Okay, go ahead.
To perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity.
And this is not just wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and equity, and judgment. These are the words. All this is from God. And there's no better teacher than God. Then what?
To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels.
Yeah. If you fear God, you're going to go to wise counsel, not to the counsel of the TV set or the Internet. The Internet and the television is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord doesn't want you to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He wants you to get to the tree of life, which is the Bible. The Word of God is the tree of life, and He wants you to eat from that tree. Jesus said, He says, there's no way you're going to get into the kingdom of heaven unless you eat His flesh and drink His blood. That means eat His Word on a continuous basis so that you can have the Spirit, which the blood is symbolic, the word blood is symbolic of, His Spirit, so that you can have power to overcome temptation. The lusts of the world. Okay, go ahead.
To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
Mm-hmm.
This is verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
Okay, the law of the mother, the wisdom, read that again.
My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
Okay, all right, that's enough from there. You pick up the book of and study it yourself, and keep it a study every day of read Proverbs, some of it at least every day, so because the reproof of the word of the Lord is the way of life. And what is the way of the life? Jesus said, I am the way. Well, who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, he says. So any other religion, any other way, is of no value whatsoever. It's just as like your any other way other than the Bible is like watching the Internet. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Oh, you're going to get all kinds of knowledge. You're going to get on Yahoo. Yahoo's not going to get you into heaven. Or Google or any of these other things to find on the Internet. Well, we find all kinds of bargains. Bargains are not going to get you in the kingdom of heaven. The greatest bargain in the entire universe is that Jesus freely died for you. And you can choose to accept Him and His Word or reject Him. So in essence, as I said before, you're just choosing your own fate. You're choosing where you're going to live eternally or die eternally. You're never going to die, that soul. So you're either going to be blessed in heaven and anointed with the Spirit of God, where it's just sheer ecstasy all the time when you're there for more than billions or trillions of years. And it's just the opposite if you're in hell. It's just going to go on forever. And just when you think it's the worst, it's going to get worse. And just when you think, oh, my God, it can't get any worse, it gets cranked up twice as hard. You say, isn't there any relief? And all you'll hear, you read the first chapter of Proverbs, and you'll say that God said, you didn't pay any attention to my word when you were alive, and now I'm not paying any attention to you. Is it going to get worse? Yes. Because the worst sin of all is to reject the word of God. It was a lie of Satan that caused everyone to have to die in this world. And if you still insist on listening to lies, then I still insist, God says, for you to burn forever. And the last chapter of the Bible says the smoke of the people that continue in sin is going to rise up forever and ever. Namely, Satan, all the fallen angels from heaven, and everyone that believes a lie, that loves a lie and believes a lie. There's all kinds of people that are lying about Jesus. There's all kinds of people in this world that are lying about us. And their main goal is to destroy your souls out there. I'm saved. They're not going to hurt me even if I get killed. So what? I mean, they made my day. I'll be in heaven. But what about you? If you die, and you will, and nobody knows when, and you don't know, what's going to happen to you? Are you getting on the side of the Lord or on the side of the world and its liars? Let every man be called a liar, but let God be called the truth. Okay, now let's go over to the Roman canon law. This is one of my favorite subjects here because it's the exact opposite of the Bible. And that's what you're living under right now, whether you know it or not, Roman canon law. People are getting afraid to mention the name of Jesus, and they're getting afraid to mention the name of God. What other could it be than Satan? What other could it be than Satan that would make you fearful to mention the name of God or Jesus and take the Bible out of schools and take because it offends who? The devil is who it offends, and all these false religions. But this country was based on the Word of God. And since the 1960s, 666, that's when it all changed. And if you want to know who the Antichrist, read John 666. It's all those that fall away from the Lord and start following after Satan, because what they're doing is allowing Satan to enter their temple. And that's God's temple. The Bible says, well, they'll enter into God's temple. Know you not that you're the temple of God? And they enter into you, and you start saying that Satan is God, because you start being fearful to mention the name of the Lord. And says you become fearful to preach his message. This is almost Christmas time. What is today? The 15th, 14th of December? 14th of December, 2006. We're almost to 2007. Joy to the world. The Lord has come into this earth and has provided salvation for us. And joy to the world. He's coming back. Jesus coming back. Get that. Jesus coming back. Jesus coming back soon. Jesus coming back soon. Remember, Jesus coming back soon. You are going to spend eternity someplace. You are going to go to either heaven or hell. You have to make a decision of what place it's going to be. Okay, now let's read a little bit of Roman canon law here.
The Church of Christ, according the teaching of Vatican Council II...
See? The what? Read that again.
Church of Christ,
according... They're saying that the Church of Christ is the Vatican, which is the Antichrist. See, that's right there in the Roman canon law. You won't hear any born-again Christians say that that's the Church of Christ, the body of Christ. Then what?
The Church of Christ, according to the teaching of Vatican Council II, quote, subsists in the Catholic Church.
See, they're saying that all churches, unless you belong to the Catholic Church, you're a cult. When in the Bible, God's Word, now you have to believe that, or Satan, the snake. God says that's Satan's seat. That's where the devil sits. Satan, the great red dragon, sits in Rome. And they're saying they're the Church of Christ, but they're really Antichrist. Their doctrine is completely evil and wicked, and they're the mother of every abomination. They're the ones causing all the wars, and they're the ones causing all the sons and daughters of people that are going over to these different countries that they're using our troops to invade, and they're killing our youth off because they want to invade the United States. They've already broken us. They've taken, we don't believe in carrying carnal weapons, but they took everybody's guns away because they don't want anybody to kill them when they're invading. And what they did is also send all of our troops over so that the young manpower of the world, of the United States, can be killed. And they took all of our industry and gave it to our World War II enemies, Japan and Germany, and now China and everything. A lot of our people are sleeping on the streets now, because the Vatican Roman canon law did that. And then what else?
The Church of Christ, according to the teaching of Vatican Council II, subsists in the Catholic...
But that's not according to the teachings of the Bible. To Vatican number two. Okay, then what else?
Subsists in the Catholic Church, which is governed by the successor of Peter. And by
Peter was not a pope. He was a Jew. And he was not a Roman Catholic. He was a Jew. And he was the one that preached really good on the day of Pentecost and won a bunch of Jewish people to the Lord. He never had ceremonies or ringing bells or never worshiped Mary. There's no Mary worship in the Bible. That's all Satan misdirecting you. It wasn't Mary that died on the cross and shed her blood for you. And if she did, it still wouldn't have done any good because she had to be saved by the belief in the Lord Jesus Christ as well. Then what else? And Peter, incidentally, was the only one that was married. He had a mother-in-law. Jesus went in and healed Peter's mother-in-law. Amen? She had a fever. And then when he healed her, then she got up and started serving them food and glasses of water or whatever they were drinking. Then what?
The Catholic Church, which is governed by the successor of Peter and by the bishops in communion with him.
That is the Antichrist. There's none of that in the real body of Christ. And I see my time is up. And, I want to mention more of this to you tomorrow. So make sure you tune in. Because I've got God has a lot of juicy things that he wants to tell you about living life skillfully in this world today, so that you can get into heaven instead of having to go to hell in the lake of fire. Now, but those of you that want to start learning the Bible and get the Spirit of the Lord in you and have all your former sins washed away and given the power to where you don't sin anymore, just say this prayer to God with all your heart. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know that I'm saved. You said all that call upon the name of the Lord in sincerity shall be saved. So just thank and praise the Lord for that. Thank him and praise him, because you find God's strength in the praises of the saints. He says, my strength is in the praises. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, Sharon, tell them four different ways to receive program number 270. And please specify if you want a CD or an audio tape.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, I want to sing a song for you. and it's going to be called Dolly Parton wrote it for me, and Porter Wagner sings with me on it. I'm sure you all know Porter Wagner is one of the biggest country stars ever. But until then, I'm going to sign off with the song. But until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you. And here's Porter Wagner and myself singing, Hold My Hand.
Let the deeds I do be kind. Let me never hesitate to help my brother walking blind. Hold my hand lest I lose my way. Hold my hand and lead me home. Guide each step that I might take. Let my words have meaning, Lord. Anything that I might speak, if you see me leaning, Lord, just hold my hand and strengthen me.